We all have a set of responsibilities in our own careers, our families, amongst our friends, and even to ourselves. Things we have to do are not necessarily things we don't want to do, but nonetheless, sometimes it can feel like a burden to get them done. And often our time away from home, albeit time with its own set of responsibilities, can feel like a reprieve from one group of responsibilities. It may seem these days like we have no clear delineation between the responsibilities of home, work, and life. And in this era of social isolation, it can be difficult to find the space and the time to attend to the responsibilities of your own self-care. Please find that time. This is Dispatches from Student Quarantine, episode 401, Unexpected Responsibilities.
I'm Christopher Tongle, and on this podcast, we will hear from a pair of exceptional young students in Rachel Little and Bill Snyder. This podcast will build off of the impact from the coronavirus. What unexpected responsibilities are we experiencing as we continue to try and stay healthy? Where would we have been without the virus? Ms. Little has a word or two to offer.
It feels silly referring to myself as an essential worker when all I'm doing is serving people takeout food and ice cream at the little 10-table diner I work at over the summer. I feel like that term should be left to the people on the front lines, who are the ones truly supporting the country in this time of need. What is a plain vanilla ice cream cone to hundreds of lives saved by those in hospitals and first responders? And yet, I reported for work anyway after my boss texted me asking me to fill in for a 5-hour shift. And as nice as it was to know I'd be making some money after over a month of being unemployed and ineligible for unemployment, I'm baffled at just how many people aren't taking this seriously. It started small. A group of girls parked their bikes at the window before pulling on their masks. After getting their small fries with cups of cheese, they sat in a tight circle in the side parking lot of the establishment, masks off, just chatting. A breach in social distance is to be expected. Not everyone has been abiding by the government's suggestion in that regard, especially younger kids who think they are safe from COVID. However, I wasn't prepared for the massive rush we got around 5. 20 to 30 hot rods pulled up. All of these people were regulars who I was familiar with seeing over the summer. Most of them were over 50. About half of them were over 60 as well. And they all grouped together at the window. No masks. Laughing and joking and pushing each other as they ordered. I was shocked. Aren't these the people who we are supposed to be protecting? These people who may be more at risk because of their age? And yet, here they were, paying no mind to how many germs they were spreading between each other. Over 40 people were loitering in the parking lot as they waited for their food to be ready. Very few of them stayed in their cars, instead opting to huddle in groups, occasionally roaring with laughter. I try not to judge. I try not to make assumptions about people's health or situation. But this made me truly, deeply angry. So much of the population had put their lives on hold. People are unemployed, struggling with intense mental illness, poverty, or even domestic abuse, while those who are most at risk act as though nothing's changed. I'm still shocked and frustrated.
Some interesting thoughts. Where do we go from here? Bill Snyder offers his words on the matter.
First, I'd love to touch on what Rachel said. While her responsibilities may not involve long hours in the hospital or directly taking care of the sick, she is still doing her part, and no job is a small job in today's world. She is still serving the people, and that surely deserves recognition. My life in quarantine has not held the same responsibilities, however. It's really weird being home because a lot of my routine and usual tasks have been completely thrown out the window. Actually, being at school helps me keep in a pretty constant routine with various responsibilities and activities that I had gotten used to. Things such as going to the gym on a regular basis, going to various places to do my homework, and going to soccer practice. It's crazy how much your life has changed when all these seemingly insignificant things you do vanish. I don't like complaining about being bored at home because I'm in a fortunate position where my family can work from home and stay somewhat stable during these uncertain times. Everyone's lives have been shaken up in one way or another, and it's important to recognize that. I do agree with Rachel about how irrational and careless a lot of people are being. I'm doing my best to play my part and stay isolated and inside as much as I can. I've left the house about twice during quarantine, and I consider both of these trips to be essential, as one was for groceries and the other trip was to Lowe's to buy a switch that would restore our power and water after it being out for nearly 20 hours. So, obviously I get that social distancing can't be followed rigidly by everyone, but it sure does seem like a lot of people have a blatant disregard for the only method we currently have at making things better.
Over the course of this madness, I have continued to ask myself where I would be on any given Saturday. One week, I would have been New Jersey. The next, I would have been stepping onto the best complex in the Landmark Conference. What benefits will come out of missing out on a game that I love so much? Missing out on the opportunity to compete on a championship contender. It has happened. I have to make the most out of it. Whining helps no one. I had an essential activity to perform with a few family members last Saturday. We had a great time together, cherishing familial interactions, while still adhering to common sense measures to prevent the spread of the disease. When I got home, I realized that would have been our last regular season game for lacrosse. You have to be prepared for adversity in life. As much as anything, I would argue that this has enhanced my appreciation for everyday liberties that many take for granted. I know that I was better than most with appreciating these occurrences before the virus, and I hope that other people's appreciation for life has elevated as well. Some weekdays, I have asked myself whether it would be better to be in Elizabethtown or in my room on a Zoom. I wouldn't have believed that in February. Truth be told, I'm glad to be healthy and safe. There is no clear path to any way and anything worthwhile.
Unexpected Responsibilities was produced by Christopher Tongle with Rachel Little and Bill Snyder. For Dispatches from Student Quarantine, I'm Colin Helb.